Hey, greetings, everybody. This is Brother James, don'tperish.com, John 4:24 radio. Hey, a good question came up in the body of Christ recently. Was the Holocaust predicted in Bible prophecy? I thought that was a really good question that someone, dear saint, raised. So we're going to talk about that. Does the Bible predict the Holocaust? What happened to the Jews in Germany? So right up front, I want to be clear that in my time and my years of studying the eschatology and the last days, I don't know of any Bible verse that foretells the events of what took place in Germany and the murder of the millions of Jews. So the answer to the question, in my opinion, is no. The Bible does not give any specific scriptures. Now, don't let that cause you to lose faith in the Holy Word of God. The Bible never states that it's going to tell the prophets and predict to foretell all events of the world. Wow, how big would the Bible be, right? No, only ones that God ordained should be foretold. So that doesn't weaken the truth of the Bible. But just because it doesn't talk about the Holocaust, that doesn't mean that God doesn't talk about Israel, because he does. In fact, this verse talks about people that will hate Israel as God's people. That was predicted over and over. Psalm 83, 2 through 5. For lo, thine enemies make a tumult, and they will hate thee, have lifted up the head. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people and consulted against thy hidden ones. They have said, come, let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. For they have consulted together with one consent. They are confederate against thee. So some people would say, well, see, the Bible predicted that. Well, that has nothing to do with Germany. That just has to do with the people that will hate the Israelites. And that's been going on for a long time. Jesus warned that his people will be hated. Matthew 24, 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you. And you shall be hated of all nations for my namesake. Yeah, you know, that is happening right now. That is happening right now. And it has been happening for thousands of years all around the world. The Jews are being hated because they're Jews, God's chosen people from the Old Testament. Now the Gentiles have been invited in as well. But let's get back to some verses. Now, some say that there's other verses that talk about her becoming a land again. I've read them. After some 2,000 years being scattered all over, no, not a nation. Some point to scriptures that say God promised to restore Israel. There's even talk of restoring the shekel, the Hebrew language, and regathering the Jews. And that has indeed happened in our lifetime since 1948. We'll talk about that. So some of these verses, let's read them about the reassembling. Isaiah 11:12, and he shall set up an ensign for all nations and shall assemble all outcasts of Israel and gather together the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. So there are verses that talk about God regathering the Jews. Amos 9, 14 and 15. And I will bring again the captivity of my people of Israel, and they shall build the waste cities and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and drink the wine thereof, and they shall also make gardens and eat the fruit of them. And I will plant them upon their land, and they shall no more be pulled up and out of their land, which I have given them, saith the Lord thy God. All right. So what's interesting is, while there's no Bible verse that talks about Germany persecuting the Jews unto death, what's interesting is, because of the persecution of Germany on the Jews, there was an event in the United Nations in 1948. Okay. In 1948, because the world saw what happened to the Jews, they decided to assemble a nation for the Jews once again, and that's what happened in the UN in 1948. Israel, after several thousand years of not being a nation, was gathered together, or at least named a nation, and Jews began to come back to her. In one day, the gavel fell, and the leader of the UN said, Israel is now a nation. What does Isaiah 66:8 say? Who hath heard such a thing? Who has seen such a thing? Shall the earth be made to bring forth in one day, or shall a nation be born at once? For as soon as Zion travaileth, she brought forth her children. So some people say, yep, They're talking about a nation being born instantly. The UN in 1948, that's what happened, okay? And that was because of the persecution from Germany. Isn't that interesting? I find that very, very interesting that because of the persecution of Germany, that UN, all the nations of the world, decided to give Israel a state, and then all the Jews, many Jews, millions of Jews, started to reassemble, just as other scriptures seem to point to. And today, they are a thriving, powerful nation in the region, even though they're tiny and small compared to all their enemies surrounding about them. So we could go into a lot deeper in the end times eschatology, but for now, let's just say, as I said before, no verses point directly to the Germans' hatred of the Jews, but overall hatred by the world was indeed predicted, and we have seen that coming true. Little tiny Israel, it's a sliver of a nation surrounded by big, powerful, many Muslim nations that hate her. And she's still standing strong, and she will, because God is going to protect her, even though she's going to be attacked as all the nations come against her in the last days. I need to make a note here. Even Martin Luther, the father of the Reformation, he was a Jew-hating man who said, baptize a Jew by drowning them in the river, putting a rock around their neck. Yet Adolf Hitler used his writings to stir up the hatred for the Jews and the German people. It's true. Go look it up. Evangelicals don't like it when I preach that, but it's absolutely true. And again, Israel, a tiny speck. Go look at a map, surrounded by all these big, many Muslim nations, hated by billions of people around the earth. But God is looking after her. He's not done with Israel. He's not done with that land. He's not done with the people. Even though we Gentiles have been invited in, go read Romans 11, and we can also be his chosen people as well because of what Christ has done. He's made one out of the two, Jew and Gentile. Isn't that awesome? And the Bible also tells us that Jesus is going to return where? The Mount of Olives at his second coming. Go read Zechariah 14:4. It tells us that. Zechariah also said this. Ready? Zechariah 12, verses 3 and 9. In that day I will make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people. All the burden themselves with it shall be cut into pieces, though all the people of the earth be gathered together against it. And it shall come to pass in that day that I will seek to destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem. Yeah, keep your eye on Jerusalem. That is the place to watch in the last days, in the end times, just as the Bible predicts. And it really is the hotbed of the world. Russia, China, all the Muslim nations, many of the European nations, oh, they're ready to march against Israel. And that's all being formed. So hope that helps you to understand. Nope, the Germans' persecution, the Holocaust, wasn't predicted. But part of the reason that Israel's a nation today is because of that persecution. Isn't that interesting? God might have used that to move them along to their own nation. Now they've been regathered. Millions live in Jerusalem. Once again, the ire and the hatred of the world is pointed at Israel. The study of the end times is exciting. It's also a fearful one. You know, two-thirds of the world's going to die in the tribulation. Are you ready to face evil and die for the faith of Christ? You know, there's no pre-trib rapture. That's an absolute lie. Look up my teachings on that. Don'tperish.com. Look on the teaching blog. Pre-trib rapture is a lie. Jesus comes back at the end of the tribulation. Matthew 24 tells us that. 1 Corinthians 15 tells us that. We have to endure. And we're not going to suffer the wrath of God. Oh, no. We suffer the wrath of Satan. That's what we suffer in the tribulation. We're going to have to endure that. Good news is, Christ is able. He's already, John 16:33, overcome the world. He is able to make us overcomers if we're born of him via the gospel. Hey, repent and obey the gospel so you'll be ready in that day. Go see the gospel link. It's on almost every page at don'tperish.com. Thanks for listening. I hope that helps you to understand Germany, the Holocaust, Israel, and what's coming in the last days. Hold fast. Redemption is on the way. Hey, I love you all. This has been Brother James. Got to get down the gospel road. We've had a few days of resting at a really awesome place. We got a campground. I had to go do a long mission trip. Got that done. Came back, resting up. Still witnessing while we're here at the campground. We never stay at a campground, but this has been awesome. Really, really inexpensive place. just witness to the campground host. That was awesome. And so we got to get going, though. Our time of rest is over. We got to hit the road. Events to do, preaching to do, teaching, discipling to do. Hey, we love you all. Till next time, go out and have a glorious day. Hold fast. Christ is on the way. May God be praised.